Good morning. Our question today is, how many matzahs do we need at the Lel HaSeder? Typically, when we have a Shabbos and Yantiv, leave aside the Lel HaSeder, we need two challahs, lechem mishnah. But when it comes to the Lel HaSeder, there is a Gemara in Psachim that makes a drasha on the words lechem oni. And it says oni, but it's spelled ani, ani ksiv, a poor person. So the drasha of Chazal is ma'ani shedarka b'prusa, afkan b'prusa. Just like an ani typically doesn't have a full piece of bread, well, a full loaf of bread, he'll only have a piece of a bread. So he has a partial loaf. So to hear, this represents that we were anim, we were enslaved. This is the poor man's bread, this is the matzah, and accordingly we have to use a partial matzah. So the fundamental question is this adding on to our Lechem Mishnah? Accordingly, we need two plus, or is this taking away from our Lechem Mishnah and we need less than two? So in fact, this is an important machlokas of the Rishonim, the Rif, and the Rambam. Say this drasha is coming to decrease from the typical Lechem Mishnah obligation. We need two on other yontes, we need two on Shabbos, that's Lechem Mishnah. But when it comes to the Lel HaSeder, we have this special drasha that we need Lechem Oni, poor man's bread, it's a partial. In other words, we don't need two full. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with two full matzahs, and then we're going to break one of them, and we're going to have only one and a half or so. So it's coming to reduce our obligation, not increase our obligation. So we would start with two. We would start with two matzahs at the Lel HaSeder, and then break one, and we would have our Lechem Oni. And in fact, that is how the Gra paskins. But on the other hand, the opinion of Tosfos and the opinion of the Rosh is that this drasha Lechem Oni is not coming to take away, to decrease from our typical obligation, but it's coming to increase from our standard Lechem Mishnah. So Lechem Mishnah is for other Shabbos and Yontifs. When it comes to the Lel HaSeder, it's coming to increase, and accordingly we need to start not with two matzahs, but with three matzahs, and then we break one of them in order to have Lechem Oni. And this is the psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the Minhag HaOlam, that on Lel HaSeder we have three matzahs, not two. We have Lechem Mishnah, and plus another one that will fulfill the Lechem Oni. We are going to break that one, and that is the obligation. That is the Minhag that we have. Now, interestingly, another somewhat of a minhag, I don't know if it's a minhag, maybe it's a technicality, the Yismach Moshe was incredibly concerned if he had large matzahs that they would not be baked correctly, maybe they wouldn't be baked fast enough, maybe it would have some chametz in it, and accordingly he was makbi to have small matzahs. That's okay, that's fine, small matzahs, but his problem was that he didn't have enough zesim, enough volume to eat at the Lel HaSeder. So accordingly, for him to have enough volume of matzahs, he used to start off with six matzahs, not the standard three matzahs. So there we have the Yitzhak Moshe, starting not with two, based on the Rif and the Rambam, or the Gra, or not with three, based on the Tosfos, Rosh, and the Psak of the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Minhag HaOlam, but six, because he needed more volume of matzahs to eat. And we'll add on one more potential minhag. The Mate Ephraim says that those who are noheg on Shabbos to have 12 challahs, there is al pi Kabbalah a concept of minhag to have 12 challahs instead of two. Accordingly, that's a halacha when it comes to Shabbos, not on Yantav, not halacha minhag when it comes to Shabbos, not on Yantav. Accordingly, when the Lel HaSeder falls on Shabbos, so we have Lel HaSeder on Shabbos, he says that apparently those people who would be noheg to have, well, he talks about a regular yontif as well, that those people that would be noheg to have 12 challahs on a Shabbos, when it comes to yontif that's challahs on Shabbos, you should also have 12, and apparently based on that, when you have the Lel HaSeder that falls on Friday night, you should have 12 matzahs based on that. 12 matzahs, not the Yismach Moshe's is 6, and not 3, and not 2, but 12. But nonetheless, the Minchas Elazar says that despite that, the minag of Avoseinu v'Raboseinu. They were noheg when Lel HaSeder is Friday night, so it's on Shabbos, even though they would typically have 12 challahs, but they would not do that on the Lel HaSeder. They would stick with the standard 3 mitzvahs, k'dei shelo l'shanos kavanas harizal, to not change from what the kavana of the rizal was. So in the end of the day, the Minchas HaLazer says the concept of 12 would be for Shabbos, but it would not be for when Pesach, Lel HaSeder, falls on Shabbos. They would stick with the standard 3 and not increase to 12. Have a wonderful day.